Hi, my name is Levon.
And my name is David.
Welcome to our Weekly Bread, where we listen to the Sunday Gospel readings and learn from God's Word.
We're deacons in the Armenian Apostolic Church. In each episode, we'll read the Gospel in English, then have a short discussion, reflecting on how to apply God's teachings to our lives.
We'll conclude by chanting the Gospel in Armenian, the language of prayer.
Today's reading is the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find the donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They bought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." So ends the reading.
So this reading is Palm Sunday, where Jesus enters Jerusalem riding on a donkey. But Jesus has been to Jerusalem before, so why is this different? Why is this such a big deal? This is his last entrance into Jerusalem, into the city as a king of peace. Right? Mm-hmm. So how did he display that? By riding the donkey, right, which is a symbol of peace. Now, at that time, kings, warlike rulers, would come to cities, you know, in armor or on a war horse.
Yeah.
That kind of ruler. But this was not a warring king. Jesus is a king of peace. And quick side note, ironically, people have used God's name in vain to claim land as warring nations and crusades and all of these things throughout history. In the name of God, we take this land. You know, using God's name in vain, that's one of the ways it's used in vain, which is one of the Ten Commandments, by the way, might I add, to justify doing actions in the name of God that God doesn't agree with. He doesn't want you to kill someone else.
Yeah,
full stop. He doesn't want you to kill people. That's also one of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is people have messed up throughout history.
Yeah.
We're no exception. That was a quick aside just to say, you know, a warring style king versus a king of peace.
Yeah. And something kind of to dig in a little bit here, right? So we hear every Sunday, right? Whoever humbles yourself, you're supposed to humble yourself. The first will be the last, right?
The least is the greatest.
The least is the greatest. The meek shall inherit the earth. The children are the ones who are going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Right? And I want to make sure that we understand, right, that he's not literally saying that, like, the least people. He means, he's talking about humility and service.
Mm-hmm.
How else could you describe what Jesus did here than humility to us, of all people, and service to us, who could very rightfully be described as undeserving?
Mm-hmm. He could have just snapped his fingers, made everybody bow down to him, and do everything he wants.
Yeah, he's God.
And he's God. And enslaved humanity.
Yeah.
Instead, he set us free.
Right.
And he showed us this time and time again. Another reason why this is so important, of Jesus riding on a donkey into Jerusalem, is because it fulfills one of the prophecies in the Jewish laws, which was Zechariah 9:9.
Yep.
It says, "Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he, humbled and mounted on a donkey."
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Yep. And Jesus is saying, like, look, in case you didn't figure out who I was, let me also show you this way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of putting all of that together, right?
Yeah.
He was there for Passover.
Yes.
He was entering Jerusalem for Passover.
Yes.
Right? And Passover is, you know, the great Jewish feast, you know, recalling back to Egypt, mm-hmm. right? Where Jewish homes were saved from one of the plagues.
Yes.
Right? That befell the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that was a miracle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here is the miracle of miracles coming on the commemoration of that miracle, that salvific miracle,
mm-hmm.
but bodily salvific, right?
Right.
Coming on the celebration of that particular miracle, frankly, to start his period of intense trial and torture. Passover is 1 week before Easter for us, right? And, gosh, 5 days before the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus came to Jerusalem. Jesus was offered as the spotless Lamb of God, as a sacrifice for our sin, just a few days after what we're reading right now, what we're talking about right now.
Right. This was the last set of days.
This was the very last set of days. And Jesus came into Jerusalem knowing, right?
Knowing that this was
going to
happen.
Knowing that this was all going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we all need to understand, right? About humility and service.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a quote in a movie. I think it might have even been Braveheart or something like that, right? You think your position brings you privilege, but really your privilege is why you should be serving people,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that is to those who... Much is given, much is expected. And I think that should be the case, right?
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite lines from the Bible, actually. To whom much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite superhero of all time is Spider-Man. And to whom much is given, much is required is very synonymous to with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
That's essentially where that idea comes from.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I totally agree.
Yeah.
And the humility that Jesus showed, how can we show that? Doing the right things. We always hear the phrase, you know, what would Jesus do? But what does that look like? You know, putting others before yourself, be a good listener. When someone comes to your house, they're in your care now.
Yeah.
You look out for their health and safety. You feed them. You offer food, water, whatever. Like when you think of a good person, embody those characters.
Yeah.
When you think of your best self, be that self.
Yeah.
Don't just have this be a figment of your imagination. Like, live out the things that you believe.
Yeah.
And don't just say, oh, I believe those things, and let me just do the opposite in practice.
Well, and for us, that means strive to be like Jesus.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, we should be willing to do essentially anything for people in need, right?
Yeah.
For people who need it. And I want to really highlight here, as Jesus was entering Jerusalem, the crowds were jubilant, right?
Yeah, they were.
They were
so
celebrating,
excited, yeah.
Right? Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Our Sabbath day,
mm-hmm.
and that's in quotes, is Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday is the new Sabbath.
Sunday is the new Sabbath, right?
And Saturday is the old Sabbath, in Christian point of view.
From the Christian point of view,
yeah.
And every Sunday, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate, right?
Yeah.
And the Catholics put it very well. They say we celebrate the Mass.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a portent of that with the people who are around Jesus as he's coming into Jerusalem, celebrating just being around him.
And we embody this in the church service.
Right.
At the very, 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 very beginning of the church service, if churches start at the very beginning, sometimes they jump in a little in the middle.
Yeah.
The priest comes around.
Yep.
And he's amongst the people, and they come and they kiss the cross. As the time when Jesus was around, they would see him, they would greet him
they
by touching him.
Yeah.
You know, very much how it was in Jesus' time.
Yeah.
He was amongst us.
Yeah.
And that was not only just representing Palm Sunday, by the way, but that's also just meant representing his time on earth.
That's right, yeah.
You know, it has another layer to it.
Yeah, it celebrates his ministry on earth, actually,
yes,
right?
And, exactly.
You know, there have been times, and probably you've experienced this too, when you carry the cross, sometimes people will come and kiss the cross that you're carrying.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, I think that is such a and I'm not trying to, you know, like put it down in any way, but that's such an interactive part of the church service, right? Yeah, where all of the altar servers, in some churches, the choir, right? Everyone is following the priest around the sanctuary, around the church, and interacting with everyone. That's one of my, and you probably know, that's one of my favorite parts of the...
Yeah, I love it too.
...of the Badara. Frankly, that's one of like my top two or three hymns from the Badarak is the Parejo Sutiampim.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, people are jubilant. And we are too. We're celebrating this every Sunday.
Yeah.
Every Sunday we celebrate this way.
How can we humble ourselves the way Jesus does here on Palm Sunday? Mm-hmm. If you go to school, to work, to a presentation, conference, relative's house, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't come in and be like, I'm the center of the attention. I am the life of the party.
Yeah.
This presentation's all about me. I'm here to learn. No. Sure, show up and with your presence and be present. Mm-hmm. And see if there's anyone around you who wants to learn, benefit from, enjoy the company of. If you put the emphasis on the other person instead of yourself, that is an excellent way to humble yourself in everyday life.
So there's also an Armenian tradition, and the expression translates to never go to someone's home empty-handed.
Yes.
Right? Of taking something to wherever it is that you're going, and it doesn't matter. If this is an office, you could take, it does
donuts,
not matter, a box of chocolates, donuts,
candy cookies, from Halloween.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever it is, right? This is an Armenian tradition that I really like, right? It's about, you know, it really focuses on like kind of the humility and the fact that being there is like there's honor in being there, right?
Right.
Not that you're not a special guest, because everyone is a special guest, but it's really about, you know, the community, the communion, and all being together, right?
And sharing what we have, knowing that what we have isn't truly ours.
Now Levon will chant today's gospel reading in Armenian.
Sărpo avedaranis Iisusi Christosi vorăst Mateosi Înt iarăn mero Iisusi Christosi Ierp modețan Ierusalemi Iev hasan pet paketsi teniaț leran mod Ainaden Iisus irașagertneren iergu căgărgeț Îselov anonț Կացեք, ցեզի հանդիպագած գյուղը, և հոն իսկույն իրավանագին հետ, գավված էշմը բիդի կդնեք, կագեցեք և ինձի պերեք զանոնք. Եվ եթե որև է մեկը պանմը ասե ցեզի, ասեք թե իրենց տիրոց պետք են, և անմիջապես բիդի գրգե զանոնք. Սագայն այս ամենը դեղի ունեցավ, որպեսի կադարվի մարգարեին խոսկը, ըսեք Սիոնի թստեր, ահա թակավորդ կուքա քեզի հեզությամբ, հեծած Իշու և անորավանագին վրա, աշակերտները քացին, և ըսին այնպես ինչպես, որ Հիսուս հրամայեց անոնց, Պերինեշը և ավանագը, Անոնց վրա իրենց սկեսները թրին, և Հիսուս նստավ անոնց վրա։ Շատ ժողովուրդ իրենց հագուստները դարածեցին ջամփուն վրա, իսկ ուրիշներ ձարերեն ջուղեր կգդրեին, և անոնց մով կծածկեին ջամփան, ու բազմությունը, որ առջևեն և ետևեն գերթար, գաղա գերսելով, Օրհնություն Թավիթի որդին, օրհնյալ է ան որ գուքա տիրոջ անունով, օրհնությունի պարծունց. Եվ երբ Երուսաղեմ մտավ, ամբողջ քաղաքը թղթղեցավ, և ասավ, ով է սա, ժողովուրդը պատասխանեց, սա Հիսուս մարգարեն է, Գալիլեո Նազարեթ, Քաղաք է.